Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Demai, Perik, Zayin, Mishnah, hey. Heiloi te'enem shall tevel betoich beisai. Heiloi, he had te'enem shall tevel, let's say 100 figs of tevel inside his house. Betoich beisai. I know for a fact no trumas imaisris were taken from it. V'hu bebeisa medrash. It's an erev Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes, I can't take off trumas imaisris. So what's your problem? Just go take off trumas imaisris. He's in the base medrash. Oy besada. He's out on the field. And he's scared he won't get home in time to take off the maestris before Shabbos. Oy Mishnah say as follows. Shtei tenim, two figs out of the 100 that I have in my house. Shani osid lahafrish, that I'm going to separate after Shabbos. As truma, harehein truma. For all practical purposes, it should be considered truma now. So again, what we're doing here is we're applying brera. When he's saying it, we don't know which ones he means. It's only afterwards, when he actually separates it, it becomes clear, it was these two. Yeah, but I said that when I separated, whatever I'm going to separate, that's the truma. So again, he's in the Beis Medrash. He says, I know I have these 100 figs at home. So shtei tenim, the 2 out of the 100 that I have in my house. Shani asid lahafrish, that I'm going to separate after Shabbos. Harehein truma. I want them to be considered truma as of now. The Aser and the 10 extra tenim that I'm going to separate afterwards for Maaser Rishon. So here too, it's not really a whole 10. Because he already took off 2. It's really 9.8. Because he only has to separate now 98. When you have to give 10% of Maaser, it's 10% of what's left after you take off Truma. But just to make things simple, the Mishnah says, I don't want to confuse you too much. Let's just say the Eser, 10 extra Te'enim, then I'm going to separate from Maaser Rishon, but it should be considered as if it's Maaser Rishon from now. Still not finished. The Tesha, another 9. And here too, it's not exact, but another 9, that's Maaser Sheni. The other 9 that I'm going to separate from Maaser Sheni should be considered Maaser Sheni now. Now, I don't know which one is the Maaser Sheni, which one isn't. But you could eat the Te'enim on Shabbos up until that amount. And when you separate it afterwards, we'll realize, the ones you ate are okay. After Shabbos, he'll separate from what's left for his Truma Imaisris, and then it'll turn out that all along the ones you ate was not Truma Imaisr, but it was fixed from Erev Shabbos, and you were okay when you ate your Te'enim on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah, Hoyu Demai. If the Te'enim that he has in his house is not for short Tevel, but it's Demai. Okay, so he doesn't have to give Truma Gedayla for Demai. So Imri says the Tanaya this way. What I'm going to separate tomorrow, meaning after Shabbos, from these figs. So he doesn't have to give Truma Gedolah, but he does have to give Truma Smeiser. That's because the Meiser he's giving isn't going to the Levi. Normally, you give the Meiser to the Levi takes off Truma Smeiser. Here, he's going to keep the Meiser, he's just going to separate it, but he has to give the Truma Smeiser. So he's going to say like this, I have to first have Meiser to be able to take off Truma Smeiser. So I need 10 out of my 100 for Maaser. So the first fig out of the 100 that I have in my house, Herehu Maaser, that's the beginning of my Maaser Rishon. It's not enough. I need another 9. Ishar, the rest, the other 9, is also Maaser Rishon. But Samachlai, that's near the first one. Zesha Sisi Maaser, this that I made Maaser Rishon to start with. In other words, the first fig. Also Trumas Meiser Olav. That's going to become Trumas Meiser. And afterwards he says, Meiser Sheni, and the Meiser Sheni for these figs. Bitzvayni Abedarayim is either on the north or the south. Umechul Lalamois. And I already separated money where it's going to be transferred. The Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni is going to be transferred to that money. He can do this because it's not Bein HaShmashais. It's Erev Shabbos. His problem is just that he knows by the time he gets home, it'll be too late. So he could be Kovei Amakim. Once he's Kovei Amakim, he could also transfer the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni over to the money. So after Shabbos, he still has his work set out for him. He has to take one Te'ena for the Trumas Maaser and make sure it goes to the Kain. Everything else he really doesn't have to give away. Because it's Demai, you keep your Maaser Rishon, the Maaser Sheni, you already redeemed, everything stays where it is. What he ate on Shabbos was kosher. No problem of not having taken off Trumas Maasers. That's how most Mefarshim learn Pshat in our Mishnah. So why the Mishnah has to make a separate case for this, there are also various different Pshatim, which you won't go into now.